Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Unlock me! Unlock me!
I'm not going to swear, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi. Yeah, as it pertains to the Bears, if I was every cheesy, cliche, unimaginative, unfunny social media post, I would say something as it relates to, well, that happened. Yeah. That happened. What's going on? Great to have you here. Welcome in to a continuing Bears Not a Victory Monday. Continues with me, Mark Grody, here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I will be here until about 6:30 when we have Monday Night Football, Baltimore at the Vegas Raiders, and actually the Bears will play at those Raiders on October 10th. So some good scouting if you are into that type of thing. I know that I'll be watching and, well, scouting, I suppose. And like NFL games do, hopefully I will be entertained by it, unlike last night's Bears games. And I'm here for your calls and your text messages at, well, 312-644-6767 is the way to do that. You can find me on Twitter, where I am always tweeting Bears stuff. At Mark Grody Sports is the way to do it. G-R-O-T-E is the way we are spelling my last name. I'm on Facebook. I am on Instagram. So you can find me. I am accessible on social media, and I do like to interact with you guys. So if you tweet me something, I will try to tweet it back to you again, at Mark Grody Sports. So as for the Bears and the 34-14 loss to the Rams, I was shocked but not shocked by what I saw last night in a 34-14 loss to the LA Rams. Defense being subpar, defense being bad, has always quietly been the one thing throughout this Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace era. It's always been the one thing that you could not afford to sink. And that's what has been going on with the Bears defense. It's the one thing that there's not a backup plan for, is this version of the Bears defense being bad or being subpar. It is where the money is for the Bears. It is where the big names roam. And it's just kind of been a deal with the defense. It's been a handshake deal. Hey, you guys, we got problems on this offense. We had Mitchell Trubisky. We've been trying to figure that out, you know, until they didn't figure it out and he had to leave. And now we are into Andy Dalton and or Justin Fields, and the wink wink handshake deal with the defense has always been, please just so we don't have to worry about that part of it, because we got our own issues over here as far as the offense is concerned. So there was always that part. There is no next man up in a lot of cases with the Bears defense. And so as it turns out, it's not the quarterback. It's not the offense. It's the defense. And there is much to talk about as far as the offense is concerned, too. But this is the thing that you didn't plan for. You can't handle, simply. The Bears defense is bad. If the Bears defense is like it was last night, it's going to be a four-win season. So shocked, but not shocked by what I saw last night. The explosive play, 67 yards to Van Jefferson, Eddie Jackson and Tashaun Gibson not touching anybody after that. That was shocking. 56 yards to Cooper Kupp. Tyler Higbee, the 37-yard catch, the tight end. I was bothered by Daryl Henderson's 15-yard run just because I had thought maybe they would start to get back to being locked down as far as the run game is concerned. The thing is about the Bears' defense, as we have seen, the reason not shocking is because we've seen the decline since 2018. As a matter of fact, when we spoke to Khalil Mack on Friday, he admitted he is sick and tired of us talking about 2018 and making that the comp and making that the place to aspire. I don't know, that's not his exact words, but I think that they are tired of hearing about it and they want their own new identity. And unfortunately, expectations for them have to go down a little bit. That is the defense. And I was thinking about this on my walk over here downtown for this Shorty show. And there is a comp to be made with the Chicago Cubs in this regard, that whenever anybody's asked me about the Bears defense in the last 2 years, my answer has typically been it's got to get back to where it was or some semblance of 2018, because look at all the names, Khalil Mack and Eddie Jackson and Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan, a second-year guy and Jalen Johnson making the big job, Eddie Goldman and Akeem Hicks, all these guys, Bilal Nichols. Like you think to yourself, you talk yourself into believing that the Bears defense is going to be good based on names and based on what they did in one magical year, and that was 2018. And that's the comp to the Cubs. Like why they stuck with that core for as long as the Cubs did is because, come on, it's Chris Bryant, it's Javier Baez, it's Anthony Rizzo, it's Kyle freaking Schwarber. Bring it back, bring it all back, because this has got to work. And who knows? Like they did what they did in 2016, and it was brilliant. It's gotta still be some form of that, must still exist. And it's the same with the Bears defense. Like we keep saying it's got Khalil Mack. He's gonna go out there and be the guy. You know, the storylines for Channel 5 for NBC last night were based on Khalil Mack. You know, until Justin Field gets on the field, the headliner for the Bears, as far as a national telecast is concerned, will always be Khalil Mack and the Bears defense. And it's just kind of empty right now in terms of all of that. And the name guys that we keep expecting to get back to some form of what they were in 2018 just hasn't been happening. So shocked but not shocked about what happened with the Bears defense last night. And I was at Halas Hall today. There was not a lot of new information in terms of what Matt Nagy said or any kind of insight that he was able to add. But I did have a question for Matt Nagy about the defense specifically.
As far as the defense is concerned, do you guys have to consider any personnel changes, since some of this is carryover from last year?
We always look at everything each week. We just want, you know, every opponent that you face for different reasons is different schematically on how you look at that. So sometimes you might go into a game if it's on defense and you might want to play bigger personnel. You might want to play smaller people. That's something that we'll look at the beginning of the week. And then we also are going to evaluate all these players. We need to make sure that everybody that's out there playing in all three phases is doing their job and we're all being evaluated each day. So we'll do that. And you guys have heard me say this before, and I truly believe this, but it's really not an effort thing, but we do need to get it going, right? We need to get that. I think the biggest thing is really just get that energy and that swag back.
Unfortunately, when Matt Nagy has given similar answers in the past in regards to the defense, that last part, the swag and the energy, like that's not, unfortunately for the Bears, that's not what it is. It's not the swag. It's tackling, it's playmaking, it's coverages, it's breakdowns. It's not they're enthusiastic. They've got swagger. Those players, they got it. All of that exists. That part, that doesn't matter at this point in terms of a reason why the defense has not played well for the Bears. A quick text message, 312-644-6767. Any info on tackle injuries? Yeah, I mean, there was no new information after the game last night. I asked if there was anything new that they could share today in regards to Larry Borum and Jason Peters. Quad and ankle injuries for those two guys, and nothing new. So we're not going to get anything tomorrow. We will have to wait until Wednesday when the first injury report comes out to sort out a lot of things going on with the Bears and potential injuries. Is David Montgomery okay? We're going to have to wait till Wednesday on that. Couple other things I want you to hear, because I've talked about the defense, and now it always comes back to quarterback. And I thought Andy Dalton was okay last night. Same old problems in the red zone and putting the ball in the end zone. That was a bad interception by Andy Dalton, and he put it right. He, in his time here, paraphrasing, or his time in the NFL going into his 11th year, usually when balls are deflected, bad things happen, and that was the case. So I'll let that stand for Andy Dalton. Here is a question from Mark Potash today in regards to the two quarterbacks.
After seeing Andy Dalton live, I think what Bears fans want to know is, what does Dalton give you that at this point Justin Fields does not?
That's a good question. I understand it. But when you look back and you say, and after you're able to watch the tape and see where you're at, you know that, you know, we talked about, and I brought it up in regards to producing and scoring touchdowns and winning. And so we're always evaluating that. But I thought that Andy did a pretty good job yesterday of being able to, you know, get the ball out to guys where he needed to in certain situations. You look back, and the biggest error that he had was that interception to start the game. And sometimes those can be big ones, because that's a momentum deal right on third down. So without getting into the comparisons too much, I just think that right now when we're evaluating Andy, that I thought he did a good job of being able to put us in good situations, and then using Justin when we did. Justin did well too.
Sorry, I know you can't go into details about the plan, but does anything he do in week one change that plan or kind of change the timeline? Do you reassess after his debut?
No, we're where we're at, and you know, I think that he did a great job at what we were asking him to do.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy, wasn't it great though? Take a moment here. Here's a wasn't it great moment last night. Wasn't it thrilling when Justin Fields came into the game for the first time, and then it kept happening, and we're all watching him, every move that Justin Fields is making on the sidelines. Is he coming in? Is he not? Yep, there he comes again. There he comes again. There he comes. I got to get to five. There he comes again. So five times he comes into the game, and then he has that. I was nervous for the guy when he comes in the first time and he makes the 9-yard pass to Marquise Goodwin, and then eventually when he comes in and he runs in the touchdown. That was a blast when he came in, because after all of the talk, after all the debate that we have had and will continue to have here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, there he was. And it should have been, and we could haggle over the plays that were made or the play calling and how it was so sporadic and oddly intermittent, and some of the play calls. I don't care about any of that. Like, he got in, and he's only going to get in more. And I promise you, there will be more than five plays for Justin Fields when the Cincinnati Bengals are at Soldier Field this Sunday at noon. And it wasn't necessarily what we expected. I think that there, you know, that the idea of there being plays for Justin Fields, of course, was out there. But let's go back to the beginning of the Justin Fields being drafted. And the blueprint that Matt Nagy has often alluded to, referred to as often as he can, and that was what happened when he was in Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes was there and Alex Smith was there. So the fear was, for a lot of people, that he was going to look at it as, yeah, okay, I'm gonna follow that game plan, that blueprint, and wait till the end of the year, or maybe 10 or 11 games in, for Justin Fields to come. At least now you can do this. You could tear that blueprint. That just happened. That's right. You could tear that blueprint up if you would like, because I'm going to need another sponsor sheet here. You could tear that up because he got in. He got in the first game. He scored a touchdown in his first NFL game after all of that. And there's a ways to go. And I know we still want to see him from the very first snap, and all bets are still on as to when he gets the proverbial clean game. But that was awesome that he got in for five plays last night. And it's, like I said, it's only going to go higher and bigger and better as he saw. And then eventually you are going to see Justin Fields, the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. So that Matt, when the first play happened, I thought that was kind of, I didn't know if he would come in again. I thought that was Matt Nagy kind of blowing kisses to everybody, a little wink to everybody just to say, I know what we got here. Here he is. I'm going to show you. Here we are now. Entertain us. They brought him in, and I thought, okay, what is next? Because we've seen Matt Nagy do some things like that early in seasons at the beginning. Hell, the beginning of his career when he's got the Bears in the I formation in Green Bay. A nod to that, a wink to Bears fans is what that was. I was kind of thinking that's what that was last night. A wink to, I know what we, and it kind of was. Even all the other plays, it was like, we're not going to do a lot with him. And after he executes the play that we ask him to execute, we're to get him out. There's not going to be back-to-back plays. There's nothing, no succession happening here. But there he was, and it only means that you're going to see more of him. You're not all of a sudden going to be like, all right, let's run five plays for him again. It'll be minimum 10 plays, I think, against Cincinnati until he is the guy. 312-644-6767 from the 815. It worries me to have a rookie QB with a suspect line. I'm afraid that he would get happy feet and hinder his overall growth. That's a great point. And we do have to discuss the offensive line. I agree with that. When I initially thought about the idea of you have Justin Fields and Andy Dalton and a wobbly, we all saw it. It wasn't any breaking news what happened last night with the offensive line. We all knew that these quarterbacks were going to have to manage things because of the offensive line. And in the initial reaction, it's easy to say, yeah, the guy with a 4-4 speed is probably going to be better at managing a bad offensive line or a wobbly offensive line. But the more I thought about it, I do not believe that, because if you have a guy whose first instinct is to run because he doesn't know everything and he doesn't know every single thing that's coming at him from an NFL standpoint, eventually he is going to get tackled some and he is not going to be able to slide for every single play. Eventually he will get hit.
Yeah, I agree with you, Grody, because one thing about that extends the plays, because when we saw Andy Dalton out there, it was a lot of quick passes all the time, like 10-yard passes, quick ones, real quick, because of the fact that offensive line is suspect. Even if you're worried about the rookie quarterback, his first thing is that he's mobile. So then that extends the plays, and that's why you got these so-called speed receivers there.
Right, and there's no time to throw to the speed receivers when you have to get rid of the ball quickly. And, you know, hey, you know what you saw out of Andy Dalton last night? You saw Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is a quarterback. He is a manager. Like, when he came into the league 10, 11 years, that's when that terminology was really heating up, the old court. And it predated Andy Dalton, quarterback manager, but it's a relatively new term, the idea of being a manager. And now, you know, we're back in the era where everybody wants the guy that you win because of, and quarterback manager is a dirty word. But you saw that. You saw exactly that out of Andy Dalton. He wasn't bad at all. He was average, and he was good at times. The interception was atrocious. But, you know, you saw Andy Dalton last night, and I think that's what the Bears coaching staff – he did, unfortunately, from a Bears perspective, a coaching perspective, he did nothing last night to warrant losing his job, according to the criterion that the Bears coaching staff has put out in terms of what they expect out of him. Now, they struggled in the red zone again, struggled getting into the end zone, but he comported himself fine. It's just going to be interesting to see what Matt Nagy does going forward with the two quarterback. Should we call it the two quarterback system? Is it a two quarterback system? We'll see. So I like this surprise from Matt Nagy for sure. A couple other notes, or at least one other note too. I did ask Matt Nagy today about Duke Shelley. I think that was the one surprise, like real surprise on the injury report. Well, there's a couple I could talk about. But Duke Shelley was not active yesterday. I should say the inactive list. He was inactive. And it sure felt like Duke Shelley was probably seemed to have the edge over Marquise Goodwin in terms of being the – or excuse me, Marquise – boy, I'm saying Goodwin for some reason, that he was going to be the number one guy, and he certainly was not last night. And Matt Nagy said, I don't know what the answer was, but it was something along the lines of, you know, it's going to change week to week. Special teams comes in. It's a personnel kind of situation, so it could change next week. We shall see. I was a little surprised that Joel Igbuneye was inactive because I thought he was going to be a special team stalwart. Perhaps there was or is something injury-wise that we don't know about. I know some people were tweeting me, "What, you know, why where's Jesper Horsted? Why is he inactive?" Yeah, he had a really damn good game, but I don't know that his time has come in terms of really, you know, coming out and playing super well as an NFL tight end at this point. From the 6-3-0, the offensive line dominated the Rams last night. Time of possession during running the ball, defense didn't hold up their end. I understand what you're saying. Yes, David Montgomery was great. There was some explosive plays in terms of, well, the 41-yard run by David Montgomery. But what you saw what the Bears offense was doing, and that was getting the ball rid of the ball as quickly as possible, and that was to make up for some of the issues, the tackle spots on the offensive line. And, man, I mean, could it have gone any worse in terms of injuries with left tackle? And that's another question that I was asked a lot leading up to this game. I was asked about it yesterday on our pregame show here on The Score. How long can Jason Peters play? Like, how what do you give him? 5 games? 6 games? And I kept saying, I have no idea. How can anybody know? Is he even in football shape yet? How high is his desire to play once he actually gets out there in a game? Is he going to be like, oh, man, this was a mistake. I should have done this. And then he gets the injury early on. And then Larry Borum comes into the game. Okay, here's your fifth-round rookie out of Missouri who the Bears had a second- and third-round grades on, and then he gets injured, and all bets are off at this point. I just hope that neither of the injuries to those guys, quad and ankle, that neither of them are of the serious variety when that injury report comes out on Wednesday. Yes, front 6-3-0. The Bears are still looking for a nickel. And I should have known that when we have a chance to talk to the coordinators, but the assistants, and Deshae Townsend is the defensive backs coach for the Bears. And I remember specifically asking him, who is the leader right now for nickelback? You know, and his answer was a sarcastic one. And this is, you know, a few weeks ago. And his answer was, I think I'm in the lead for that job right now. And yes, he was joking and it was levity, but I think now that I think back to it, could that have been a little bit more real than I thought, that nobody was really distinguishing themselves as the next nickelback for the Bears? I mean, they wanted to be Duke Shelley, obviously, because he is a draft pick of theirs, just like they wanted to be Kendall Vildor, because he is a draft pick of theirs. And these are later round picks, so the value goes much higher if you get them to be starters. But stand by, we shall see. I can tell you that there will be Halas Hall availability tomorrow. I will be out there. We have been told that select players will be speaking to us around noon tomorrow. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting the, now that they've had 24, 48 hours to let this all sink in, see if we can get some answers on the things that went wrong and the things that went well for the Bears yesterday as well. So that's it. I gots to go. Brandon Fryer, thank you for producing the show. We've got NFL football coming up next. It is Baltimore at Vegas. I'm Mark Grody. I will talk to you whenever on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Have a great night.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.